This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko. In this program, with all the scientific and technological progress around the world, how come poor sanitation still remains a mass child killer? And how we can save lives by learning a few lessons from the past, for example, from the 19th century Britain, according to a new report. In the studio with me is Jackie Dalton. Thanks for joining me, Jackie.
Hello, Dima. Pleasure to be here.
Let's start with today's keyword, sanitation. What does sanitation actually mean?
Well, sanitation is a very broad term. We use it to mean systems for taking dirty water and other waste products away from buildings in order to protect people's health.
And diarrhea?
Well, diarrhea, that's not a very nice thing to have. It's when your body gets poisoned by unclean water or infected food, making your stomach upset, so you need to go to the toilet really often, and it can be a very serious health problem.
And the next word, the verb to outweigh.
This just means to be greater or more important than something else.
OK, sanitation, diarrhea, and to outweigh. Jackie, do interrupt me if you hear any other words you think might need explaining.
OK.
Well, as I said at the beginning, a new report has just been published by the charity WaterAid. The report says that the lives of millions of children are being put at risk every year because governments and aid agencies are making the wrong choices about healthcare priorities.
Healthcare priorities, that's deciding which diseases or illnesses to fight first.
Exactly. Now, according to the report, diarrhea caused by poor sanitation is killing many more children than HIV/AIDS, TB and malaria combined. And here comes my question for this week. If the world spent $10.8 billion in 2004 to 2006 on HIV/AIDS, how much do you think was spent in the same period on improving sanitation? Was it $1.5 billion? $15 billion? Or $50 billion?
I would guess $15 billion.
We'll check your answer later. But first, let's hear from Oliver Cumming, the author of the report. Oliver believes not enough is being done around the world to improve sanitation, possibly because politicians find it neither fashionable nor exciting. As you listen, see if you can catch some of today's other keywords and expressions. Over to you, Jackie.
OK, well, we're going to hear lack of political will. That is to say that governments are showing no desire to act or do something. Lack of political will is driving this neglect. In other words, this is the reason for not doing anything about the situation. And shocking means extremely bad or very unpleasant.
The only reason that we can see is this lack of political will, which is driving this neglect. And it's all the more shocking when you consider the role that investments in sanitation played here in the developed world. If you take the example of the UK, it was government-led investments in sanitation.
Oliver says there's only one reason for politicians to do very little about improving sanitation. They just don't want to get involved. And that is bad, he says. In fact, so bad that the word Oliver uses is shocking. And something he says makes it even more shocking. What is it? See if you can catch the answer as you listen to Oliver again. Here's a clue for you. Look out for a word that means putting money into something worthwhile.
The only reason that we can see is this lack of political will, which is driving this neglect. And it's all the more shocking when you consider the role that investments in sanitation played here in the developed world. If you take the example of the UK, it was government-led investments in sanitation.
The key word there was investment. Or to put it in context, investments in sanitation in the developed world. Sounds like time has come for a history lesson you promised at the beginning, Dima.
That's right, Jackie. In the next part of the interview, Oliver Cumming says that sadly, the experience of history is sometimes forgotten even in places where sanitation should be a healthcare priority. Which country does he refer to as a historical example? Let's listen.
And it's all the more shocking when you consider the role that investments in sanitation played here in the developed world. If you take the example of the UK, it was government-led investments in sanitation, which in fact brought about the most significant reductions in child mortality at the end of the 19th century, far greater, in fact, than the advent of the national health system, for example.
Did you hear the answer? Which country made investments in sanitation at the end of the 19th century? It was the United Kingdom.
There was also some good language there. First, the phrasal verb, to bring about, meaning to result in something, to be the impulse for something to happen. And second, the phrase, significant reductions in child mortality. This simply means that the number of child deaths became a lot smaller. Oliver says that improved sanitation brought about the most significant reductions in child mortality, much greater than when the National Health Service was introduced in the UK back in 1948.
And finally, let's go back to the question I asked you earlier. I asked, how much money was spent in the world in 2004 to 2006 on improving sanitation?
And I said $15 billion?
And you were not right, I'm afraid, Jackie. The correct answer was just $1.5 billion.
Well, not very much at all.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.